Let me listen to Penny from Bellevue. Hi, Penny. What's on your mind?
Hi there. About a week and a half ago, I slipped in some mud and caught the toe of my other foot on a root, which snapped my leg back behind me.
Ow.
And yeah, ow. And so I've got a pretty serious fracture. They've told me I got 12 weeks non-weight bearing. And so I'm currently on HRT patch, calcium, zinc, magnesium balance, vitamin D, and bone broth. I was wondering if you had any additional suggestions.
This might be a time to buy a small supply of something called Osteomins. The reason I didn't say big supply is this is not chronic osteoporosis. This is just a fracture, which will heal when given sufficient help. Osteomins, I've seen, particularly with engineers who keep terribly good records, or actually very good records, I said that wrong. People go from osteoporosis all the way back to normal, took 5 or 6 years, but these engineers keep records and they got proof of it. So anyway, it's called Osteomins, and there's an AM version and a PM version, and I wouldn't buy more than one bottle of each. You don't need that many more. People who have osteoporosis do, but not you. And it does say on them, and I know it's a bunch, but it really helps. Everything in there has been found to help rebuild bone, and two or three of the ingredients actually stimulate the cells that rebuild bone, and another couple, three ingredients, same ones, I should have said, slow down the cells that destroy bone. So basically, we tilt towards bone building, and we have all the nutrients needed to do so. And it's absorbed even if a person has relatively poor digestion. That's why there's so many pills, because everything's in the citrate form, calcium citrate, magnesium citrate, blah, blah, blah. And that doesn't require as much digestive capability. So one uses two of the AM ones. One uses two of the AM ones in the morning and four of the PM ones at the lunch and dinner. And like I say, I wouldn't buy a whole bunch of it, and just one bottle of each, and you'll probably be done healing by the time the bottles are done, ma'am.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I knew you might have some additional ideas, and that's what I was hoping for. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. I'm just sorry about that busted leg, but it can be gotten to heal. And one other thing, ma'am.
Who am I?
One other thing. Orthopedic surgeons have been known to use magnets, and you put the magnet right near where the fracture is. Of course, you want the correct side of the magnet, and anybody who uses magnets will tell you that that's a negative side. And you put it right up against that, and that magnetic energy actually promotes healing. So if you got a big old magnet around the house, or if you don't, you can go on the line for therapeutic magnets and find one.
Therapeutic. Okay. Well, anything I can do to help this along. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am.